This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 80 for Tuesday, September 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mixed in choppy trading on Tuesday due to softness in the Chicago soy complex and in the crude oil markets. With the final settlement still pending, the November canola contract bumps up $1.80 at $8.8540 per ton. The January contract falls back $1.30 at $8.7440 per ton. There's support for canola from gains in European rapeseed as well as Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is lower, which is also supportive of canola. The loonie is at 78.8 US cents compared to Monday's close of 79.13. A trader says canola remains where it's supposed to be, as extraordinarily expensive and extraordinarily high due to the very tight supply situation. In South America, parts of Brazil have been getting much-needed rains to spur on soybean planting. However, Argentina remains on the dry side, posing a threat to its wheat crop and delaying the planting of its soybeans. The United States Department of Agriculture says in its crop progress report for the week ending September 26th that corn conditions remain at 59% good to excellent. The corn harvest advances to 18% complete, slightly ahead of the five-year average. U.S. soybean conditions hold as well at 58% good to excellent, and the harvest is at 16% done, a little ahead of the average pace. The planting of winter wheat is 34% in the ground, with 9% emerged. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is cutting his forecasts on U.S. corn yields in 2021-22 to 175 bushels per acre, down one from his previous call. Cordonnier is maintaining his projection on U.S. soybean yields at 50.3 bushels per acre. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The November contract drops 10.5 cents at $12.77 per bushel. December soy oil loses almost two-thirds of a cent at 57.46 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal dips 50 cents at $3.3950 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday. The December contract slips back 7 cents at $5.325 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the December contract down 4 cents at $5.83. Wheat futures are weaker on Tuesday. Chicago December falls 16 cents at $7.065. Kansas City December also retreats 16 cents at $7.05. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 15.5 cents at 9.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 28th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.